USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive a COVID vaccination. That coming after the U.S. passed a milestone over the weekend with more than half of all adults in the country having received at least one dose. As some health officials believe that new cases will begin to fall as early as next month, Dr. Carlos Del Real cautions that an even more aggressive vaccination effort is now needed. The professor of medicine at Emory University tells CNBC that outreach is now needed in communities that have been thus far resistant to vaccination.
I think it could start to happen, but we need to continue vaccinating very aggressively. And I worry that we're rapidly transitioning our country from a supply issue, you know, a scarcity issue with vaccines to a demand issue. There are many places that are simply not having enough demand. And we have to get the vaccine to the people that are currently very reluctant. And I will tell you, the most reluctant communities are rural communities, primarily white evangelicals, and we really need to get out to those communities to vaccinate them.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Florida's governor has signed a new law cracking down on violent protests in his state. Tim Berg reports.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing an anti-riot bill into law. The governor saying the new law will enhance penalties for those who commit crimes during a riot and also stop a theory of local governments defunding law enforcement.
If a local government were to do that, that would be catastrophic and have terrible consequences for their citizens. And so this bill actually prevents against local governments defunding law enforcement. We'll be able to stop it at the state level.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Coast Guard is calling off the search for the missing sailors from the lift boat that capsized off the coast of Louisiana last week in a severe storm. 19 crew members were aboard the 129-foot vessel Secor Power when it capsized. 6 people were rescued alive and 5 bodies have so far been recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he would introduce a resolution to censure California Representative Maxine Waters for comments she made over the weekend at a protest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Waters told demonstrators at a protest over the death of Daunte Wright that they should stay on the street and get more confrontational. McCarthy said Waters broke the law by violating curfew and then incited violence with her remarks. Congressman Burgess Owens says that Waters' comments are another reminder that words do matter. The Utah Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see those who incite violence with rhetoric held accountable.
The worst thing we can do is tell our young people not to comply, to be angry, to think the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to be shot. That's a message that is very effective for the left, and it's being shown, by the way. I'm sure we're going to talk about Maxine Waters. But we have race baiters coming from different districts in the country, breaking curfew, and then telling people, oh, by the way, and having a bunch of police around protection, and then telling people to bear down and get ready to riot. These kind of things we have to be very careful about and understand that words matter. And it's time for us to start holding people accountable that incite riots, because at the end of the day, people are going to get hurt, business will be burned, and there's going to be somebody's going to die because of this kind of rhetoric. And we cannot stand for that.
And sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host, with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Mayim Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.